Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Well, we have business to take care of this evening, and I'm excited about this expository teaching. We're going to find it in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. So with that said, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to do our best to expound verses 8 through 11. Verses 8 through 11. And so let me get our screen prepared for us right now. And here we go. I've entitled this evening's message, Love Will Cover a Multitude of Sins. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Saints of God, let me just say this, that the Bible tells us that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And when we read these passages of Scripture, we're going to find grace, mercy, and hope. Why? Because God loves us. He wants us to succeed. And so we're going to find this verse of Scripture in a few moments in our outline. But I'm here to let you know, no matter what sin we have committed, God is there to cleanse us, to wash us, to forgive us, if we cry out to Him with a heart of repentance. That is the key. Repent. Give it to God, and He will cleanse you and wash you. Can I get amen? Amen. So, with that said, saints of God, let's turn our Bibles now to 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's read together verses 8 through 11. And it reads, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling, as each one has received a gift. Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." And verse 11, look at this. "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be what? Glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen." Praise God. Praise God. So, let's go back to verse 8, and it reads, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Did you catch that, saints? Huh? Did you catch that? Praise God. Praise God. Let me just say this. One of the things that works for my marriage, for Sister Yolanda and I, and it's simple, basic, Bible 101. We just read that verse of Scripture. You can see it on the corner of your screen, that love will cover a multitude of sins. Did you know that there is no perfect marriage? I hope you got to understand it. There's no perfect marriage. And even though God has blessed our marriage for 26 years, one of the key elements is that verse of Scripture. The Bible says we have fallen short of the glory of God. And so every one of us sins, not on purpose, not intentionally, but then some of you do, even including myself. So what am I saying? I'm saying is this. According to my wife and I, we don't look for faults and failures. I don't look for her mistakes. I don't look and waiting for her to sin. I'm not looking and examining her and waiting like a cobra snake hiding in the bush to lash out. We come to an understanding that we're not perfect and that we fall short of the glory of God. So when we do sin, guess what? My love for her, her love for me, covers my sin, covers her sin. And guess what? We don't see each other's sin because the grace of God, the love of God, covers her, covers me. And we're always looking at each other through the lens of the Bible. And what does Jesus say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what works for us. I cannot speak for you, but if you apply the scripture like it's intended to do so, you will grow far in your relationships with your spouse if you're married, with your single friends if you're single, with your children, with your parents. Never look at them with a critical eye. Never look at them with a judgmental eye. Always look at them through the lens of the Bible, that if God loves us all, we need to learn to love one another. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, mutual love, support, and encouragement would be also a great defense. No Christian is an island, and no one is alone. Can I get an amen? We're not alone. When believers experience deep love from the fellowship, they have the human network of support that can help them through any crisis. Praise God. And the same thought, as love covers a multitude of sins, it's found in many scriptures. And I have scriptures. Praise God. Let's look at this. Let's go to the Word of God. I found Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love covers all offenses. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. I found another one in Proverbs. Look at this. In Proverbs 17:9. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. What does that mean? That means if you're seeking friendship and love and companionship and a healthy relationship, don't seek after their transgressions. And if they do fall short, continue to cover and forgive, especially when they come to you for forgiveness. That's the key element, is learn to forgive those who cry out for forgiveness. Many of us can harden our heart and never forgive them. But that's not what the Bible says. One of his disciples asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. You know what that means? There's not enough transgressions in one day that can reach that amount. It's beyond comprehension. Jesus made it beyond comprehension. So what does that mean in a nutshell? That means continually forgive your brother and sister. Praise God. Look what I found in James. Look at this. In James 5:20, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a what? Multitude of sins. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed, saints of God? Look what I found in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love suffers what? Long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? You see, saints, Peter may have been quoting from or from a proverb that we just read that was based loosely on this verse. But my friends, I'm here to let you know that this does not mean that love ignores. No, it doesn't overlook either. Or tries to hide sin. No, we understand, but we use the Word of God to help us. So instead, Peter probably was thinking back to his words that the believers should live the rest of their lives according to God's will and not human desires. Praise God. You see, my friends, as believers, they should stop sinning. We get that. Don't you get that? I get it. We need to stop sinning. Why? Because the covering of sins then is the ability that believers have to forgive one another. Why? Because Christ has forgiven them. Praise God. Praise God. You see, my friends, love works as a shock absorber. Praise God. Cushioning and smoothing out the bumps and the irritations caused by even fellow believers. Oh, that's right. There's not a perfect saint in the church. Listen, this is what I always kidded around and said. Don't invite me to your church. And they'll go, why? Because as soon as I get there, it's not perfect anymore. Did you catch that? None of us are perfect. And no church is perfect. And no saint of God is perfect. We strive for perfection. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, and to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. We are to work out this great salvation with fear and trembling. Look what else I found right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Colossians 3:14-15, it says, but above all these things, say that with me at home, saints of God, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of what? Perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be what? Hateful? No, don't say hateful. It says be thankful. Be thankful in all things. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Look what else I found. I found this in 1 John 4. Look at this. Beloved, say that with me at home. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Can I get an amen? Look at verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might what? Live through Him. Praise God. Look at this, verse 10 and 11. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sin. That means substitution. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also what? Ought to love one another. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing to know? And look what Jesus said right here in John 13:34. A new commandment I give you. What is the new commandment? That you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this, all, say that with me, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So here's my question. I've seen wonderful people come and go in our church and other churches, and something will happen within the body, a quarrel, animosity will rise up, jealousy will rise up for whatever reason, and instead of working it out and loving one another, one will get puffed up in hatred and jealousy and whatever the case may be, and then they just walk out of the church and they don't even say goodbye to nobody. Oh yes, if you're watching and listening to this and you belong to a church, if it has not happened there, keep on keeping on and you'll see it. It happens everywhere. Why? Because they forget what God said about love, about forgiveness, about forgiving your brother and sister. But here's the good news. No matter where they go, they'll huff and puff and leave and go somewhere else. They'll hear a message just like this, and they'll get reminded by God that you need to forgive your brother and your sister. Why? Because God forgave us on something we can't even repay Him back. He died on a hideous cross to cleanse us from all of our sins, saints of God. This is why this verses of scriptures are so important. So important. So let's move on to verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 4. And it says, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. That means without squawking. You see, saints, to cheerfully share one's home is different from social entertaining. During this time that Peter wrote this, entertaining focuses on the host. The home must be what? Spotless. The food must be well prepared and abundant. The host must appear relaxed and good-natured. Sharing the home, in contrast, focuses on the guest. You see, my friends, their needs, whether for a place to stay or nourishing food or a listening ear or acceptance, are the primary concern. And this can happen even in a messy home. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. That's right. It can happen around dinner table where the main dish is even canned soup. That's right. You see, my friends, believers should not hesitate to share with those who need a meal or a place to stay. Why? Just because they are too busy or too wealthy enough to entertain. This is what this verse of Scripture is saying. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Be kind. Hospitality is a strong, strong, saints of God, expression of love, which Peter already commanded the believers to demonstrate and to show this. Oh, that's right. Look what I found here in Scripture regarding this. In Philippians 2, 1 through 8, look at this. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of what? One mind. Saying that with me at home, saints of God. One mind. Look at this. Verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. In other words, don't get puffed up. But in lowliness, meaning humility of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. What does that mean? That means don't get all puffed up that you've arrived, that you're above anyone. No. Let your brother and sister be elevated by your mouth. Lift them up. Sometimes they need a pat on the back. Listen, don't worry about someone patting you on the back. God already has done that. But others need encouragement, and we need to be the forerunners of encouragement. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Let's go back to the word here. Look at verse 4. Let each of you look out, not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which also is in what? Christ Jesus. Look at this. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Look at this. No reputation. Taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Look what God did for you and I. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Say that with me at home. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Look at this. Hallelujah. Even at the death of the cross. Saints, that's what Jesus did for you and I. I found another wonderful verse of Scripture in Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Look at this. Do all things without complaining and disputing. For what? That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, which we are living in right now. Look at this. Among whom you shine as lights. What? Where? In the world. In the world. Praise God. Praise God. Look what else I found in Hebrews. In Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain what? Strangers. For by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. What? That's right. You never know who you're entertaining. An angel may appear and you don't even know. And you were harsh. Cursive words came out that should never be. Always be on our best behavior, no matter where we're at. Can I get an amen in the house? Let's move on with this Bible study. Here we go. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, And it reads, as each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Did you catch that? As the manifold grace of God. This is a mandate. This is required, saints of God. That's right. Each person has received one or more spiritual gifts from God, a talent or ability empowered by the Holy Spirit and able to be used in the ministry of the church of the living God. You see, my friends, spiritual gifts help God's people to serve and to what? To love one another and continue to work with one another, spreading the good news, spreading the gospel. And some of these great varieties of gifts, saints, are listed in the verses that I found. And here are just a few scriptures that I found that will edify us regarding wonderful gifts that God has given to us for the body of Christ. Let's go there. Look at this. In Philippians 2, 1 through 8, look at this. Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Look at this. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Look at this. Let each of you look out for one of his own interests. Look at this. Not only for our own interests, but the others, but also for the interests of others, like we just read right now. Let this mind be in you, which is also in what? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant. Look, he humbled himself. Praise God. Praise God. I'm reading these scriptures because I put them up there just moments ago so that we could be reminded of what Jesus did for us. Look what I found in Romans 12. Romans 12, 6 through 8. Look at this. Having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, here are the gifts. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Can I get an amen to that? Huh, saints of God? These are the kind of gifts that you and I need to walk in. And people need to see that operating in our lives. Why? So they can have confidence in what we're telling them about Jesus. That we can love them through the situations of hard things in life. You know, living this life, it's hard. We get that. But if you apply the Word of God, God comforts us even in times of turmoil. Look what else I found here. I found this in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Look at that. There are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. In other words, it comes from the same Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Look at this. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Wow. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Look at this. Verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he what? As he wills. Praise God. You see, God gives wonderful gifts. You know, I'd rather have these gifts than a birthday gift that someone gives me. Because whatever it is, it's material. It'll come and go. These gifts from the Holy Spirit are forever. We can use them whenever we want to, when we're in the Spirit, praying for one another, lifting each other up. We just read a prophetic word, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of healing to edify the body. That's what it's all about, saints of God. It's all about Jesus. Let your walk of God be always about Jesus. Look at what else I found here in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It says, and he himself gave some to the apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. This is the fivefold ministry. For what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise God. You see, saints, when believers humbly recognize their partnership in the body of Christ, their gifts can be used effectively. And saints, when believers use their gifts in humble service to others, God's generosity can flow through them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many of you want God's gift to flow through you? Well, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Praise God. You see, my friends, the gift God gives believers are as varied and many faceted as the believers themselves. As God's grace varies in His dealings with all humanity, with all people, so God's gifts given because of His grace are varied in the administration of His grace as Christ's body on earth. Praise God. You may have the gift of healing. Now, I may not have that gift. You may have the gift of interpretation of tongues. I may not have that gift. I may have the gift of teaching, but you may not have that gift. So God distributes to those who God has created, you and I, and He knows exactly what gifts to bestow upon us. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. And so, my friends, to manage them well means not to hide the gifts. Can I get an amen? But to use them as they were meant to be used, serving and building up the body of Christ. Praise God. Praise God. So, my friends, we're going to break down our last verse of this Bible study. And it's verse 11 of 1 Peter chapter 4. Now look what it reads. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing to know that, saints? It's forever. Hallelujah. We need to speak the oracles of God. Praise God. Praise God. Look what I found in Romans chapter 12. Look at this. In Romans 12, 1 through 3, Paul wrote to this church and said, I beseech you, meaning, hear my words. Hear what I'm about to tell you. Be tentative to this word that I'm about to write down for your hearing and understanding. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, look at this, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what it is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, likewise, those gifted with abilities that centered on helping others also have a responsibility to serve not in their own strength, but with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Saints, if believers serve in their own strength alone, or in order to look good to others, they will begin to find serving a wearisome task, meaning you're going to suffer burnout because God is not there with you. Oh, that's right. We cannot operate these gifts in the flesh. That's why we need to be prayed up. We need to be fasting. We need to be caught in the Spirit. so that this flesh will get out of the way and God will have his perfect way. Can I get an amen? You see, saints, to serve God with his strength is to be able to go above and beyond and to do so for just purpose, one purpose. See, God will be given glory and everything through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. How many believe that? How many believe that? You got to believe that God wants to be glorified in everything and everything that he does through us. He needs to have all the glory. Guess what? He will not share one iota of glory with us. If he can't have all the glory, he don't want none of it. So we got to learn to give him all the glory. Can I get an amen? And so, my friends, when believers use their gifts as God directs and to help others and build up his church, God's church, others will see Jesus in them and will glorify him for the help that they have received. How many believe that you have been given gifts by the Lord Jesus Christ? Those of you that are logged in, listen, God is not stingy. He wants to give you everything at your disposal. But you just got to be in prayer with him. You got to be in fellowship with him. But more so, you have to be born again. You have to have been repented of your sins. And then God will wash you in his blood. Then God will fill you with his Holy Spirit. And once you're filled with his Holy Spirit, now he will show you all the gifts that we just mentioned. And some of them may be on the very top of the list to use for his glory. Listen, my friends, we live in perilous times. I hope you know that. And Jesus is soon to return. How many believe he's soon to return? Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Saints of God, Jesus is coming back soon. And I'm here to let you know, for those who have logged in, who never given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I would love to give you that opportunity. You see, this whole message was about love covering a multitude of sins. Maybe there's some of you that are true believers and you have a history of broken relationships. And maybe there were people in your past that cried out for forgiveness. Well, we are now required by the Word of God as believers to forgive. Forgive them. Even if they've moved on and they don't even talk to you no more, cry out to God and ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. And cry out their name and say, oh God, I forgive you. They might have moved on. They might have even remarried. Whatever the case may be. But you got to move on now. And ask God to cleanse you and wash you. And then there's some of you right now that's logged in, that's never given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, guess what he wants to do? He wants to forgive you for all your sins, past, present, and even future sins. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, Jesus is soon to return. My question is, are you ready? Are you ready to receive the King? We're seeing all the chaos in the world. We're seeing wars about to burst out. We're seeing famine. We're seeing everything somewhat falling apart. But I love what I told my brother the other day. It may appear that everything's falling apart, but I said, no, it's not. It's all falling in place. God said in the last days before he returns, it would be like the days of Lot and Noah. Meaning, it will be immoral, and it will be very, very violent. And we're seeing that. We're seeing abominations and immorality. We're seeing parents taking in kids to be basically operated on because they don't even know that their child believes that they're the opposite sex at the age of six. What an abomination. My friends, we're living in times that Jesus said, earthquakes. There's earthquakes every day now. And they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, that's right. We're seeing wars, rumors of wars. We're seeing a falling away. I don't know what church you belong to, but there's some people that have not returned after COVID. But I'm here to let you know that God has never left us. For those of you that have been born of God and are struggling in your walk, He's never left you nor forsaken you. But for you who are watching and never received Jesus, this is what He wants to do. He wants to forgive you. He wants to wash you in His blood. He wants to fill you with His Spirit, and that you would be heaven bound and hell to shun. But the very first thing you must do is repent. Turn from your sin. Acknowledge that you have sinned before a holy God. And run to God. Embrace Him. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask all the Amazing Grace family that's watching to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple prayer by faith and watch Jesus do the miraculous in your life. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank You for my life. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have sinned before You. I do believe on Your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that You died for me. I believe the blood that You shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask You now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor You and to follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, give Jesus a shout of praise and glory. Somebody got saved. And if you got saved, listen, down below, you see that banner? Our website is right on that banner. Why don't you log on? Our email and our phone number is there. We want to hear from you. If you've given your heart for the first time, we'd love to give you a Bible. We send out Bibles all the time. We give Bibles to people that give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we do. Why? Because we're commanded to do so. We want to pray with you. We want to lead you to a church that will teach and preach the unadulterated Word of God. So log on. We want to hear from you. And also, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all those who contribute and to bless our ministry with your monetary gifts. So as you can see down below, donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, we've concluded this evening's Bible study. It was in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. We're going to pick up verse 12 next Wednesday evening by the grace of God. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll have a resurrection message. Hallelujah, that God has risen from the dead. Praise God. And so, my friends, on behalf of Sister Yolanda and the Amazing Grace family, I leave you the benediction. And it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up your countenance, His countenance upon you, and give you His shalom, His peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we love you guys. We hope to see you guys Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're going to have beautiful worship. We're going to have an Easter Sunday morning message, praise God. And then don't forget, we're having a baptism at De Anza Cove there in Mission Valley, Mission Bay somewhere. Find me on Sunday morning. I'll tell you exactly where it's at. And we're going to have a baptism and hopefully a nice time of fellowship out there. And so God bless you. Can't wait to see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita, California. Be blessed and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.